More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Tyke. Throughout most of the country, funerals are a somber time, a time of grieving for family members mourning the loss of a loved one. New Orleans is kind of an exception. They celebrate the life of the loved one, often accompanied by loud brass instruments playing down the street. Milwaukee's own Stubby Chubbs Brass Band has taken that New Orleans tradition and fused it with traditional songs and their own arrangements of popular songs. They joined Lake Effect's Eleanor Peterson in our studio for a conversation and performed a few songs, including this one called I Got a New Baby.
I got a new baby. I got a new baby. I got a new girl. I finally got a peace of mind. I got a new baby. And she drives me crazy. Well, I got a new girl. Finally got a peace of mind. Oh, she's sweet. She's fine. Most definitely one of a kind. She's lovely, she's sexy, and the best part is she's mine. I got a new baby. I got a new baby. I got a new girl. Finally got a piece of mine.
Stubby Chubbs, welcome to WWM.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. Hi.
Yeah. Our pleasure.
Who or what is Stubby Chubbs?
Well, it's a brass band, of course. No, the name comes from, I'd gotten most of these guys together and a few others that aren't here, and we wanted to form a little band, and so I thought the best way to just communicate and stay in touch was just to make a little Facebook group. So I made it that night, and I didn't know what to call it, and those were the first two words that came to mind. Unfortunately, it's nothing more epic than that. It's about it.
You guys play a random assortment of band instruments, kind of like, oh, you got the trumpet, you got the trombone, percussion, sousaphone, and saxophone. It kind of looks like you are a kind of a glorified pep band that plays jazz music and pop tunes. So how do you define your group? Like, what do you guys play?
Well, yeah, we kind of take some influence from the New Orleans brass band down in Louisiana, which, you know, plays parades, funeral marches, obviously during Jazz Fest and all the big festivals down there. But I think that's where the instrumentation sort of influence comes from, and a lot of our songs do as well.
Yeah, definitely a strong tradition. Like, we definitely didn't invent this sort of thing by any means. But as far as, like, the tunes we play, yeah, we kind of, because Crystal here has been in other sorts of groups like that, and she's more familiar with that sort of style, so she kind of got us started with that stuff. And then we kind of just made other things our own to fit that sort of style, like grab some pop tunes. Like we do some everything from Michael Jackson to Justin Timberlake.
To Seal.
Yeah.
Anything we like playing pretty much.
Right,
if we think,
really.
Hey, we could probably play that, and we could probably play it well. So
it all depends on the mood of the day.
Yeah.
On your website, it says that you are kind of like what Chris was saying about how you emulate the New Orleans jazz band funeral marches, but second line, what is the difference between first line and second line?
Well, second line just comes from, they were like the second line of the parades and whatnot. That's kind of where that term comes from.
Do they do anything different musically?
They move around.
They move around.
Yeah,
that was a big thing.
In terms of like, say, funeral marches, or often people attending would follow the coffin, the hearse, whatever, would go out into the streets and would parade around, you know, with the cliche umbrellas. And it's celebration of somebody's life, and oftentimes there is a band there to help parade down to, you know, where they were going to bury the body. And that's sort of how the second line came to be. And a lot of influence. I mean, you go down there, there's 13-year-old kids playing, getting... Yeah. Brass bands together and just playing the snot out of their instruments.
Trombone shorty.
So, you know, that's how the second line sort of came into play, and it creates a really nice group of instruments that can do a lot of really flexible things.
Yeah.
It seems like you guys are very a lively group. Is that kind of an understatement?
That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah, that's what the people that like us say.
You have a real swinging beat. Have you guys been to New Orleans at all?
I haven't. I want to. Someday.
Someday.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's on the bucket list,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I know when I went down there a couple of years ago, it was this, not life-changing, but, you know, it's definitely influential. I went down there during Oktoberfest, and it's just music everywhere. I mean, if I had that much talent in my little pinky, I would have
it. Yeah, you'd grow your pinky back?
How long have you guys been playing for?
As a group?
Yeah, as a group.
A little over a year.
Yeah. Oh, definitely over a year, because I remember our first actual show, our first gig was like Mardi Gras, 2013.
Our first paid gig was Ash Wednesday.
We didn't get paid.
Oh, that was fun.
No, we didn't get paid.
Maybe we didn't.
I don't think we got paid.
Do we get paid now?
I'll check the chub fund.
It's the love of the tradition, right?
Yeah, it's the love of the music. But yeah, so we've been playing gigs for a little over a year, and then we started... Really, it was just trying to get the right members. We kind of went through a couple different formations at the beginning, and then, found these guys and gal, and it clicked, and we'd been rehearsing since, I guess, late, what year are we in? 2014. Late 2012 is when we first started like rehearsing, I guess.
Because you guys are all from University of Wisconsin Milwaukee, correct?
That's where we met. Yeah, except. That guy. Really sorry, one. Ben. Yep. Ben Hohenstein on the tenor sax is not. Our latest addition. Our latest addition.
Point with your words, Nick.
But yeah, everyone else is a UWM grad or current student.
Have you guys ever played at funerals?
Not yet.
I've played a funeral, not with Stubby Chubs though. Okay. I actually subbed in with Extra Crispy Brass Band. Played a funeral with them. Huh. It was really special. It was something that I hope we get to do because it was really cool.
If I die anytime soon, I hope you guys will come there. So. I mean, because I won't. Don't be a little sick.
Out so cold, so white. Well, she's
Play any traditional New Orleans funeral music? Are you doing mostly pop tunes, pep band songs? How do you arrange music?
Yes.
I'll say our selection process is erratic.
Yeah.
it's really what we feel like we don't have a balance of. So, for instance, when we were picking out some of the Michael Jackson tunes, we figured we could take, you know, one of these really popular tunes and then put it into the style like it has been already done before, but we figured it would be something that we could do and easily put together and make sound good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the tunes we played here were all traditional. What did we play? Yeah. So all those were, you know, some traditional tunes that you probably hear down in the New Orleans.
Yeah, because I heard some that could kind of leak over into blues in
a
way.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely all related for sure. But yeah, like St. James is one of the oldest tunes in the book, as far as I know. And people have done just hundreds of different versions of that one. But yeah, and then we also have, like we said earlier, we'll just kind of take some tunes we like and just play them. Basically, our arranging process is sit in a room and figure out what to do. And then
do it. And if it doesn't work, then stop doing it.
Yeah. Which we've definitely had our fair share of those, too. Yeah. Like, well, we played this tune once or twice. Okay, we learned our lesson.
Looking at you, Shining Star.
Yeah, I still like that one. It gets me.
Because even though the listeners can't see, but when we were recording the music, you guys were pointing all over the place, cueing when to play. Is it changing each time you play? Is it you're improvising as you go? How does this work?
Yes. Yeah. All of the above. It's always changing. We never play the same tune the same way, where it's usually, you know, we'll play certain parts earlier or later, or we're all tired and we point at the drums for a drum solo because we don't want to play again. Or we point at the drums for a drum solo because we don't know what we want to play next.
Or they just sound good sometimes.
Or that too.
Yeah, but they always sound good. That's why we point to them. It's always changing, and improvisatory elements are everywhere in our playing, so it's the easiest way to communicate.
Because that stems from the jazz tradition of improvising.
Mm-hmm. Yep, just doing it on the fly.
Yeah, this is very much chamber music in some way, shape, or form, where we have to communicate with each other because there's no person conducting. It's all very organic.
And that's probably one of my favorite things about it, is it's just, you know, we're kind of going with the mood. If something's working that night and we're really feeling it, like, do it again, you know what I mean? Just keep going with it.
What do you bring to Milwaukee with the Stubby Chubbs Brass Band? What are you feeling? What void are you feeling that Milwaukee doesn't have?
It doesn't have a very large New Orleans brass band representation, other than our kind of buddy band, I don't know, Extra Crispy Brass Band,
yeah,
who's been around longer than we have. And I don't know that we came to be because of them, but compared to, say, Madison, Milwaukee has a very eclectic scene and can be very limiting depending on where you play. And I think there's a kind of an untapped market for more live music that really interacts with the crowd and is mobile. And it's not just we park it on, you know, park and bark. We don't park it on stage and just play at people listening to us. You know, we want to have fun just as much as the crowd does. So we really feed off of that. Does anybody else have anything else to?
Well, I was going
to
say, I think the reason that we originally started was because we were looking for a personal void to fill, right?
With all the Western music we play?
Yeah, we're all classically trained. We've all been to music school, and it's all, you know, it's rigid classical music, and we were looking for something that could be a little more loose, a little more free. So we started this group, and we kind of eventually fell into that void that we're currently filling, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I just
way to say it.
I just want to have fun when I go to a Chubb gig, you know. And I think that's that's what comes across, you know. We're hanging out with the audience. We're having a beer with them, you know, just people. We love to invite people to come up and sit in with us, whether it's someone that's been, you know, playing this sort of genre, like the Extra Crispy guys will sometimes come in, and like especially Andy Book. But sometimes it's people who maybe don't play in front of crowds a lot and just need a little shove out there, and you know, and they love it too. So and that's what I love, just, you know, bringing other people up and playing for people that just really seem to enjoy it and get something out of it. I'll still never forget the time we were at the Uptowner, and there was a woman there who her husband kept trying to get her up there to sing with us. We were playing, you know, Saints or whatnot. And she was all really timid and looking scared. And then as soon as she opened her mouth, it was this beautiful, beautiful, just low alto voice. And it was, she sounded great. And would have never known that if she didn't just go up and do it. So
you're a very personable band then.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say so.
Oh, yeah. And you also collaborate with other bands, too, like Grasping at Straws, I believe I saw.
Yeah, we play some stuff with them. Yeah, that's what I think is interesting. I noticed we play a lot of shows with, like, folk bands or, like, indie alternative bands. It's cool because they don't sound like us and we don't sound like them mm-hmm. in any way, shape, or form, but the crowd seems to dig us both. And, yeah, it's just a kind of meeting of minds and we're all musicians sort of thing.
And it's also kind of a fusion as well of different folk traditions from America.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just such a diverse country mm-hmm. itself.
Absolutely. And the nice thing is some of the tunes will even cross paths. Like, what's the tune we always play with the Janes?
I'll Fly Away.
Thank you. Yeah.
Didn't we collab it with the Janes on that once?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, the Climbing Janes. Yeah, I don't know. We're collaborating left and right.
Where can we hear you guys play around town?
The place that we've definitely played the most gigs. We've done the most at the Uptowner. We had a monthly show there for a bit, but discontinued that just because, you know, band people moving around and whatnot with graduation. But I think I'm hoping you'll be able to hear us there July 4th. We're starting the morning off. We're doing a little parade down by the domes. I think that's where it ends, yeah. Well, July 4th, morning there. And then that evening, we're hoping to play at the Uptowner and party there till the break of dawn, till July 5th.
Awesome. Well, Stubby Chubbs Brass Band, thank you so much for being at WWM.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, our pleasure.
Stubby Chubbs Brass Band is a local group made up of graduates from UW-Milwaukee. They spoke with Lake Effect's Eleanor Peterson. The band will play tonight at Milwaukee's Bremen Cafe and tomorrow outside the Uptowner for a concert that's set to run from 8 p.m. until it is over. Tomorrow, of course, is the 4th of July, and we'll be making way for the Capitol Steps Politics Takes a Holiday special. I'm Mitch Tyke. Hope you have some time to enjoy the Independence Day weekend, no matter what you do. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I sure hope you'll be with us again Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next. It's 11 o'clock.